Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's where we pick our title of the message from, the power of God. He says, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So, for those who are called, who have believed this truth, that Christ is the power of God. We don't have any other power. We are not looking for any other power. We know that Christ is the power of God. That's why the same Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. It says that he's not ashamed of this gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Anyone that believes the preaching of Christ, he says anyone who believes is believing unto salvation to be saved. That is the salvation. That if we would believe in our hearts, the Lord Jesus, and confessing with our mouth, we shall be saved. This is the gospel. That the gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is Christ? The Bible makes it clear to us that Christ is the Word of God. That's why Hebrews 4 verse 12 says, the Word of God is living and powerful. He is that powerful one by whom God created all things, both visible and invisible. That he is the power and the operation of God. Who? Jesus Christ. The psalmist says this in Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Says that the word, you know, when he said the voice of the Lord, he's talking of the voice of his word. Like when we speak, that is our voice. So when he said the voice of the Lord, he's talking of the word of the Lord. He's powerful. And that we should give glory unto him, that whom glory is due. So give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. What glory? The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of power. So he says that this voice of the Lord is all powerful. So we should give him the glory that is due to him, that he is the powerful. He is that power of God, who? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And that this glory should be given to him. There is none like him. No one. They came to inform him that Lazarus, his friend, was sick. And then told the disciples, let's go and wake him up. They didn't understand what he was saying. Then he now told them the truth that Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sake that I'm not there. To the intent you will know the all-powerful, that Christ is the power of God. And so he went and to the grave of Lazarus. Let's read that in John chapter 11 from verse 38. Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. He says that he came to the grave of the dead that was dead 4 days, his friend Lazarus. Martha said to him, now by this time he's decayed already. The Lord Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of the Son of God, the glory of the Word of God? And that all you need to do is to believe that he is the power of God, the all-powerful. He is that great power of God you have heard of. And then he called unto him. He says, I am speaking out because of all these that are standing here, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. That's why the Apostle Peter wrote or spoke in the house of Cornelius. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good. Apostle Paul said and wrote in 2 Corinthians, he says that God himself was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself, that with God, the word of God was in the man Christ Jesus. And that word called on Lazarus, comfort, who the Almighty, the All-Glorious, and then they saw the glory of the word of God. The Bible says that he that was bound with grave clothes came forth. The clothes they used to bind him was still on him. He said, loose him and let him go free. And so I said, let's give him the glory due unto him. No man is like him. His name is Jesus, who the word of God is all powerful. He's all glorious. See what the word of God says in John chapter 5 of himself. Jesus said this in verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He said he has life. He's living is what he's saying. Who? The Word of God. He's the Son of God. He says, as the Father has life in himself, so his Son has life in himself. That's why he said we should eat him. We should drink him. That we should take to the scriptures. that every word of God is living and powerful. That God who spoke is all powerful. His word which he gave to us through the apostles and the prophets is all powerful. And that the days are coming when the son of man shall hear his voice and it shall come out. That as God himself has power in himself, life in himself, so his word has life in himself. That Christ is that power of God. This is whom God has given all power. And Jesus claimed it. He says, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth and beneath. Who is this one? The word of God. It was a difficult situation. They were, how can you raise the dead that is already decaying? That's why some are confused today. They said, how is those who have died many years ago, those who have already decayed in the grave, how is it going to come up? Hear what it says in verse 27 of John 5. And had given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at these, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Lazarus was in the grave. He called him out. He says it doesn't matter how long they have been in the grave. It might be thousands of years they've been in the grave. Don't make no difference to the power of God, to Christ. That the hour is coming. Say, marvel not at this. That the days are coming. That day is coming when the dead hear the voice of the Son of God. And all that are in graves shall come forth. That the Lord himself shall descend from the Spirit with the voice of the archangel. They say with the last trump. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. They'll come up. He said, don't doubt the scriptures. What the scripture says is true. And therefore, he wants us to know that he is the power of God. That must happen. That when he speak, is done. And so he's saying to us that Christ is the power of God. That he demonstrated it in the grave of Lazarus. To show us the truth. That the truth is himself. There's no other powerful. There's no power anywhere else except himself. You know, that he is the one that is the power of God. In another time, he was with his disciples in the boat. Let's see that in Mark chapter 4, reading from verse 35. And the same day when even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? He is God. That's the manner of man he is. He is the man Christ Jesus. He said there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's the Son of Man. He said, what manner of man is this? They didn't know that God was in the man Christ Jesus, that spoke to the wind, that spoke to the sea, and he said immediately, the wind obeyed him. That's why he is calling us to receive him. Receive who? Receive Christ the power of God. He says, as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. He is the power giver. But we have to receive him. We have to know that he is the power. If we don't know, he said, we'll fall into the hands of sorcerers. We fall into the hands of liars who have no power but posing as powers. We fall into the hands of practitioners, like one in Samaria. Let's read that in Acts chapter 8. There was one sorcerer, Simon by name, and he had gripped the whole of Samaria with his sorcery. From verse 5 of Acts 8, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Are you hearing? Philip preached Christ unto them, as opposed to Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he preached Christ unto them. Verse 6, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying out with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. He's not. He's a lie. So when Philip came and preached Christ, the power of God, then he said, the people believe. When they believe, they saw miracles. Because the sorcerer cannot do miracle. He's using sorcery to bewitch them. That means he's lying, and through that lie, he's gripping them. He's not the power. But when the power came, they saw power. But how can we enjoy this power? He said, when we believe. He said that when Philip preached to them, they believe. Jesus says that if you believe in me, the works that I do shall you do also. And so because they believe, they saw power, he disarmed the sorcerer. That's why he said he made a public show of them, triumphing over them in it. Who? Christ. The word of God. Because he is that power. So when Philip came and preached Christ, power came to set the captives free from the hands of sorceries. That's why St. Paul says, I'm not ashamed of this gospel of Christ, that at the preaching of Christ, when men believe, they will be free indeed. They will be free from men that have gripped them. They have gripped their hearts. If we believe the preaching of the Bible, he said the scripture will set you free. It will set you free. You will know that he is the power. That it is that power that came to the grave of Lazarus. He did not give the power to anyone. He said we should receive this all-powerful Christ. The word of God that he sent him, so that when we receive him, we will enjoy the benefit of Christ. And that this sorcerer kept the people in captivity for a long season until the truth came to them. And they now knew the truth. The truth set them free. Do you know that this sorcerer didn't get it? He thought that God is that can be manipulated. That when the Apostle Peter and John came to lay hands on those who believed to receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Bible, for so he commanded, this sorcerer was there. And he said to Peter, when he saw power, the power of the Spirit of God, look at it in Acts 8, if we continue, in verse 17, then laid they their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Do you see his condition? He needs power. That's the problem today. People are looking for power. They don't know that all power is given to Christ. There's no power except Christ. And this man thought that this power can be bought. But he didn't know that we are to submit to the all-powerful Christ. We are to receive him and believe on him alone. He says, I offer you money. Hear what the Apostle Peter said to him in verse 20. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. The gift of God is not money. No, it's the Holy Ghost that will give you the revelation of He, the all-powerful. He will reveal His Christ. That's the gift of God. He will reveal to us His Word, that the Word of God is fully loaded. He says, as the Father has life in Himself, so the Word of God has life in Himself. Peter said, you perish with your money. You know, that's what the world is thinking today, that the acquirement can give them passage to God. No. You see, the whole world is quest for power. That's why the devil had deceived many. Because there's only one powerful. The power belongeth unto God. Who is that God? Christ the Lord. The Word of God is that God. And he says that this man, when he saw the operation of the Spirit, he says, take this money. Let me have power. God is not calling us to be receiving power. God is calling us to receive Christ. His Christ. That Christ is the Word of God given to us in the Holy Bible. That's whom he wants us to receive, so that we don't perish, but we have everlasting life. But this man thought that the gift of God can be purchased. No, it takes repentance, a change of heart. Say repentance towards God and faith in Christ, then you receive the gift. It's by faith. Says, herein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. Only believe. That when you believe in him whom God sent, he said, you receive the gift of the Spirit of God. And so he's saying to us that he's calling us to receive him. He told the disciples, he said, wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. That when the Spirit comes upon you, who the Spirit of the Word of God comes upon you, you have power. What power? I'll give you power. I am that power, which the world, they are not aware of. That it is this Word of God that did everything. That they are ignorant of these truths. 2 Peter chapter 3, that this man, the sorcerer of Samaria, didn't get it. He's looking for power. Some fast to receive power. Some do all sort of things to receive power. But God is saying to us this day, we need to believe in Christ, the power of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, reading from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you in both, which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. He said, be mindful of the scriptures. The words of the prophets, they are the scriptures. The words of the apostles of the Lord is the Bible we have today. It says that I steer your mind to be mindful of him. In verse 3, knowing these first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For these they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which is now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. It says it's the word we are to look unto, the scriptures. that they are ignorant. The word is ignorant of the truth of the Bible. That the truth of the Bible is that he is the one coming. That it is the scripture that is going to come. And therefore, God is preaching him to us. Preaching who? His word to us. That the word of God has gone forth. And so when he came in the days of his flesh, he demonstrated it. He spoke to it. The tree dried up. He says, have faith in the word of God. That we should have faith in the word. That it is the word of God that created in the beginning. It is the word of God that was fulfilled in the days of Noah when that word perished. It is the word of God that is coming. When we hear that Jesus is coming, he said that the word of God is coming with every force and precision. That heaven and earth shall pass away, but every word of God shall be fulfilled. None of it shall fail. That it is the power of God set in motion to actualize at his time. God has programmed him to come to pass. And therefore, he, being a loving father, pre-warned us that take to my word so that you will escape the judgment that is coming upon the ungodly of this world, the ungodly men. Those are the ungodly, those who said, since the fathers fell, things have remained the same. There's no God. But he says, this word of God is God. Keep looking unto him. You will see that things are changing according to what he said. That it is what he says that come to pass. But because they don't know whom he is, they have not attended to the word of God, when it come to pass, they will not know either. So he's saying to us that we should read the word of God. We should study this word of God. Micah chapter 3, reading from verse 5. Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouth, they even prepare war against him. Therefore night shall be unto them, that ye shall not have a vision, and it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not divine, and the sun shall go down over the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of God, and of judgment, and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. He said, I'm full of power, that the prophets will be ashamed. The seers will be ashamed. The diviners, the sorcerers. He said they will be ashamed. All others are falsehood. That's what the scripture is saying to us. That he is the seer. The only seer. The only powerful. And that all they have said is a lie. It's a falsehood. That except we turn to this word of God that is all powerful, all seeing, all knowing, all wise God, it says, we have gone the way of error. We have gone the way of Balaam. Balaam said he was a seer, but he did not see the word of God. He did not see. Even the ass saw the angel. The ass he was riding on. And then he became blind, showing that if we don't see this only true God, if we don't see this all-powerful, it says that the diviners have divined out of their hearts, out of the imaginations of their hearts. They have not turned to the truth. They say, but truly, I am full of power to declare to Jacob his error. He's saying to us that he is full of power to declare to us our error. That's why he declared to the man of God. Prophet Isaiah, he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the king. For the first time, I saw my error. That the error is a great error. That we have not turned to the word of God. We need to see him. That we should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That this is what God ordained for us. That in him, the righteousness of God is revealed. In Christ. that Abraham believed in Christ, it was counted to him for righteousness. That the just shall live by faith in Christ. He said he is the one that overpowered Egypt and overturned the chariots of Pharaoh. He sent his servant Moses into Egypt, and he made a public show of the magicians in Egypt, triumphing over them in it. He swallowed the sorcerers, swallowed the magicians. Can't you see that the same word of God swallowed the sorcerer of Samaria? He's saying to us that when we take to the truth of the Bible, then every other lies is swallowed up. Every other falsehood are swallowed up. All the lies of men is swallowed up. But only believe. That when they believe in Samaria, that's why they could enter into his rest. That when Philip preached, they believe. That if we believe that the word of God, the Holy Bible is the power of God, that he has always been the power of God. If we believe, that will end all the controls of men in our heart. Only the Lord shall take hold on our heart. Only himself will sanctify in our heart. That's what he's saying to us, that Christ is the power of God. And that the whole world is deceived because men are looking for power. They want power. You know, the devil, he's been boasting that he's going to give power. He tempted the Lord Jesus. He said, bow to me, I'll give you all this power. And so that is the seat of the devil. That God is saying to us that we don't need to be on a quest for power. We only need to believe on he, the only powerful. Truly and full of power. To declare that once we come to him, he will expose us. He will open us to the truth. That's why I say, if you continue my word, you will know the truth. The truth will make you free. That this is the only way, that only when we come to the scripture and settle in our heart like Philip knew him. He was not afraid of a sorcerer. So Philip said, I don't know if any other power. Christ is the power. So he preached the power and the people believed. That if we believe, we also having the same spirit of faith, we will speak the same way. And then we will not be afraid of a wizard or a hypocrite. We will not be afraid of any other power because there's no other power. And so God is saying to us that we should come to the all-powerful. All others are lies. All others are the imaginations of men. That's why he says the righteous is as bold as a lion. What makes us righteous? When we believe the scriptures, we are set right before God. Then you will not be afraid anymore. Afraid of a sorcerer. That this sorcerer kept the people for a long season through fear. That's what sorcery is. Superstition. So the people believed a lie. And so the lie was ruling them. You know, lies has a torment. Fear has a torment. So they were tormented. They were under servitude of this man. And the man got money. Because they were all giving him money. But he thought that is the power. Not knowing that there is power. That power is the power of God. That the silver and the gold belongs to him. And Peter said, you think you can buy God by money? For us who believe, the word of God is the power of God, the wisdom of God. That is the gift of God. That's what we go for. We go for the word to receive him. That when we receive him, then we have power. Because so he said, that behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. We go in the authority of Christ. We go in the message of Christ. When Philip preached Christ, who is a sorcerer? No sorcerer can match Christ. That's why he says that of all the prophets born, no one greater than John the Baptist. But the least in Christ is greater than the greatest of men. He's saying to you, anyone that believes in the Bible is greater than the greatest here. He is the greatest of all. Who? Christ, the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.